50 years ago, the physicist Thomas Kuhn wrote a scholarly book called The Structure of Scientific Revolutions. At first, it was hardly noticed. But over the years, it turned into one of those rare books that actually changed the way we think. Thanks to Kuhn, the words paradigm shift have entered our common lexicon. But what did Kuhn actually say? Here are a few excerpts from his landmark book on its 50th anniversary.
Normal science, the activity in which most scientists inevitably spend almost all their time, is predicated on the assumption that the scientific community knows what the world is like. Much of the success of the enterprise derives from the community's willingness to defend that assumption, if necessary, at a considerable cost.
I am Tom Broman, a professor of history of science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. For our discipline, Thomas Kuhn's Structure of Scientific Revolutions remains the most well-known book in the history of science. Kuhn gave us a method for understanding how scientific knowledge changes in a way other than the straight accumulation of factual knowledge. What Kuhn posited instead is that science has undergone a succession of major conceptual revolutions in which entire worldviews change, so that the worldview of the ancient world, views held by Ptolemy and Aristotle, were replaced by Isaac Newton and René Descartes, and those in turn were replaced by Max Planck and Albert Einstein.
Some revolutions are large, like those associated with the names of Copernicus, Newton, or Darwin, but most are much smaller, like the discovery of oxygen or the planet Uranus. The usual prelude to changes of this sort is, I believe, the awareness of anomaly, of an occurrence that does not fit existing ways of ordering phenomena. The changes that result, therefore, require putting on a different kind of thinking cap.
It's very important to understand that Kuhn believed, both as a PhD physicist but also as a historian, that we always approach the world with a set of sort of conceptual frameworks. We do our science through these frameworks. These are really what the paradigms are that he talks about. And because we work through the paradigm, we can't see the world beyond it.
The historian of science may be tempted to claim that when paradigms change, the world itself changes with them. Led by a new paradigm, scientists adopt new instruments and look in new places. It is rather as if the professional community had been suddenly transported to another planet.
Kuhn's idea of normal science and revolutionary science is really the meat and potatoes of his argument, because in normal science, we are working through the sort of details of the paradigm. And Kuhn thinks that what scientists do over great majority of their work is to work in the paradigms of normal science. And in fact, a lot of what he describes as normal science could be compared to puzzle solving, where you're trying to fit the pieces into a framework. And what happens in the course of doing normal science is that scientists encounter puzzles which don't fit the pattern. But eventually, Kuhn believes, enough such pieces accumulate where scientists' beliefs and assumptions are thrown into doubt, and that's what leads to scientific revolution. Tom Kuhn was born in 1922, and he attended Harvard University in the 1940s, first as an undergraduate and then as a graduate student in physics. He graduated with a PhD in physics in 1949, and at that point, he tells us in the second edition to Structures of Scientific Revolutions that he entered the Harvard Society of Fellows, and that gave him 3 years of pure reading and study, which allowed Kuhn to deepen his knowledge of the history of science. And it's there, he says, that he really began thinking through the nature of scientific change as a historical process.
Almost always, the men who achieve these fundamental inventions of a new paradigm have been either very young or very new to the field whose paradigm they change.
Thomas Kuhn's biggest intellectual adversary when the Structure of Scientific Revolutions came out was the prominent philosopher of science, Karl Popper. And it was Popper who popularized the idea that the method of science is to proceed by falsification, creating hypotheses about nature which could be falsified. Kuhn, who had been trained as a scientist, implicitly was claiming that philosophers such as Karl Popper did not really understand how science works.
only when they must choose between competing theories do scientists behave like philosophers. Though the world does not change with a change of paradigm, the scientist, afterward, works in a different world.
Excerpts from The Structure of Scientific Revolutions and other essays by Thomas Kuhn. We also heard from University of Wisconsin historian of science Tom Broman.